Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Get some air in my tires. We got some low tires here on the third hour of Auto World. There it is. Boy, that thing, the compressor's low. I got to get some nitrogen in these tires. They keep going low. Good to have you along. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Each and every week, you come on in to the Greasy Garage Studio with me. I do appreciate that. Where, in fact, the live in Boise, Idaho, the elevation is 2730, and it looks like the track temperature here where my buns are sitting is right at 115, and the microphone temperature, 120. That's a lot of hot air right there. Well, good to have you along. It's a pleasure to have you join me each and every hour of Auto World. And remember, you can always go back if you did not get one of our great Auto World affiliates, radio stations that take Auto World. If they do not take the first or second hour and you're listening to me right now, you can always go back and just Google it, Auto World Podcast, and you can go back and listen to the first and second hour. I do appreciate you. And with that, let's get right to it. The green flag's gone down, and we're going to pull this bad boy away from the curb, get out of the pit area, because we're full. We got air on the tires. Let's go. Here, this hour, look out, folks. There's a hurricane coming your way. I'm going to teach you a little bit about that word hurricane, and I'm going to protect you when it comes to the hurricane. What? You don't live in a hurricane area. You do now, so stay tuned for that. I've got more history on streets. Like, well, when did streets become a thing? Yeah, really. And why is it called a street? Really? Come on. Well, I also have for you, coming through the hour, who invented the streets? So we're going to share that with you. And did you hear about the 83-year-old man that drove for his dream? We're going to get to that little special segment here on Auto World. And, of course, at the end of the program, a word with Mark. So stay tuned for that. But most of all, you're the star of the show. I am going to go dig into the email bag. I do that each and every hour because I believe and feel that now the email bag is what Eddie the Engine Emailer takes care of. Your emails come in here at the address autoworldradio@yahoo.com each and every week. Not only if we're live, you email me, please do. And throughout the week, email me about your car concerns, your truck concerns. I'm getting some lawnmower concerns now and challenges about why my lawnmower won't start. And one thing, let's do an Auto World tip right now. This is the reason why you listen to Auto World. I've been doing automotive repair. I started with the small gas engines, the lawnmowers, of course, back 45 years ago. And I've stayed in the industry for that many years. I'm an ASE certified master technician. What that means, folks, is there's a lot of divisions on your cars. And I just like all divisions of your cars. And, in fact, I work on all divisions. And I took the ASE certified test and passed. And they look for the little blue star, ASE. That's the shops. When you go into your shop, just look to see if they have the ASE star. If they don't, run. Drive away as fast as you can because you want your shop to be certified. They have to pass the tests. Through each and every division. I mean, you got the engine, you got the brakes, you got the transmission, you got cooling, heating and cooling, you got air conditioning. There's a lot of divisions. Body shop, auto body division. Installing glass division. They even have, ASE even has a division on service managers. And they had to pass the test. And they had to pay for the test. That's right. And you only get one chance a year to take the test after you pay for it. If you flunk the test, you have to wait for another whole entire year before you take the test again. So I want to thank ASE, the Foundation Automotive Service Excellence is what that stands for, because that kind of gets rid of the riffraff, doesn't it, for you, to make sure that you have the right person working on your car. Now, think about that. Let's, for just half a second, YouTube.com, are you kidding me? Yeah, some of the ASC certified technicians are doing YouTube. They got the camera and they're showing you how to do it, absolutely. But haven't you found, well, I have found right here in the Greasy Garage, that in fact my clients say, you know, I tried to go on YouTube. I'm not going to do the work, Mark, but I'm going to look at it to see how difficult it really is for you to do it. I'm hiring you to do it, Mark, but I looked at YouTube and come to find out it looks more difficult than what I really thought. Or you dig into it. Yeah, Mark, I get the call later, folks. They YouTube it and they decide to dig into it and do the job themselves, whatever the job is, to water pumps, to brakes, to just pulling a radiator out is pretty difficult because you can't even see the radiator anymore. It's stuffed down into the nose of the front bumper cover. You got to take the whole front bumper cover off to get the radiator out. Well, the car gets torn halfway apart. The truck gets halfway torn apart. And, you know, all of a sudden it's like, help, Mark, help, help. The YouTube didn't show me that. Bingo. Bingo. There's where it's at. If you really want to find a good mechanic, here's another Auto World tip. They need a good memory. Yeah. Ask yourself before you tear into it. If I pull this all apart and have all the pieces laying out, is my memory good enough to put it all back together in the same place? Ah, there it is. That's how you find a good mechanic. How good's your memory? Okay, today here on Auto World, we're going to dig right into the streets. Yes, the streets. The history of streets. Who invented streets? Two Scottish engineers, Thomas Telford and John McAdam, are credited with the first modern roads. They also designed the system of raising the foundation of the road in the center for easy water drainage. Oh, boo, who wants water drainage, huh? Well, you folks down there in Arizona that are listening, Phoenix and Scottsdale, Maricopa, Glendale, you know what it's all about because you folks in Arizona get a lot of rain. When it dumps, it dumps. A lot of those roads are designed to carry the water like a river down in Arizona. But yeah, thank you, Thomas Telford and John McAdam, for bringing us the raised streets. Okay, so why is it called a street? That's a good question. The English word street comes from the Latin strata, which was short for via strata, paved road. That's what it meant. The strata was based on the Latin to spread out the paved road, referring to the stone or gravel spread that's on the road, like stone, you know, yeah, back in the day, gravel. And the same strata gave us strata in the sense of layers where as you folks know, while you're driving in that construction zone, the paved road has many layers in it. That's why it's called a street, because of the layers. And we need layers, don't we? And, of course, a lot of roads today, the concrete ones, or we don't see a lot of those, but some sections we do see after they build the bridges, they put concrete reinforcing rods in it. Concrete reinforcing rods make it move. Yeah. Boy, I tell you what, have you ever actually purposely walked out on a bridge in your area? Do sometimes. Just pull over. I know there's walkways on some of your bridges in your area. Walk out there on that walkway while the cars go across that bridge. And what do you feel? It kind of feels like a trampoline to me. I've been there, done that, just to see. I've done that purposely. Then I looked over the edge and it's like, oh boy, jump off the bridge, Mark. But yeah, the bridge is like a trampoline and the concrete reinforcing rods are continuously making it so it can move up and down, up and down. So streets have come a long, long ways. Yep. Coming up after our little first short break, I'm going to be bringing you something about the hurricane. Yep. We're going to protect you from the hurricane right here in Auto World. And it's something to do, of course, as you know, this is Auto World, so it might have something to do with Auto World cars. Yes. But before we go to the short break, Mecum Auctions were down in Houston this last weekend. Here's a little bit of an outcome. Why not? I'm going to share with you today here on Auto World some of the cars that sold. Here's one. A 1970 Ford Bronco, green outside, white top, sold for $135,000. What? Yep, a 1970 Ford Bronco. Prices are going up, heading north. We'll be right back, right here from the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza. I'm Mark Evans.
We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, cause I'll have the only one there is around.
Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. Oh. This is the Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it?
Oh, it's great to have you along, folks, each and every hour of Auto World. Appreciate you coming into the Greasy Garage Studio with me. I'm Mark Evans, your host of Auto World. Hey, did you get the news on the hurricane that was coming through your town? Oh, what? Hurricane, that's right. That's right. Hurricane. They're going to do it. Who is? The Dodge folks, the Ram folks. Yep, they're ramping up their investment of batteries and electric vehicles, spending, an all-new internal combustion engine's come your way. It's called the Hurricane. It's an ICE engine with all this electric talk. Yep, Stellantis is going to do it. The Hurricane. It's called the Hurricane. What is it? Well, the Hurricane Twin Turbo. Twin Turbo is no compromise. They're going to do it. They're going to do the big engine that delivers better fuel economy and an important reduction in greenhouse gases without asking our customers, their customers, you and me, to give up performance. Yep. The state-of-the-art technologies ultralize the engine's construction. That's right. It's a Hurricane. Included sprayed-in cylinder coating, folks. This is coming back. Sprayed-in cylinder coating and high-pressure gasoline direct injection. The cleaner running Hurricane Twin Turbo moves towards its commitment of 50% reduction of emissions by 2030. This is an ICE engine. And net zero by 2038. Key elements of the Dare Forward strategy plan that the Dodge Ram folks have. However, though, the high output version, which uses premium fuel, the performance with 500 horsepower, 475 pound-feet of torque. The standard output produces 400 horsepower and 450 feet of torque. Oh, yeah. It's a Hurricane. Overall, the Hurricane will deliver better fuel economy and more power than its competitors naturally. The V8s, you know, the boosted six-cylinders that we were talking about earlier, the power plants with the twin turbochargers. Well, the Ram folks said the Hurricane is going to outdo them with horsepower and, of course, less emissions. That's what it's all about. Why not? The Hurricane's coming your way. Keep your eyes open at your dealerships, your Ram, Dodge dealerships. Yep. The very first vehicle with the Hurricane, which will be assembled at the plant in Mexico, will reach dealerships this year, folks, later in the year. And the new engine will be replacing the 5.7-liter and the 6.4-liter Hemi engines. Some of you might not like that. How many of you like the Hemi engines? Raise your hand. Oh, I see a few there. Yeah, we got a few. Not all six rows of you are raising your right arm or your left arm here in the Auto World Plaza, but a few of you, yeah, you like the Hemis. I like the old Hemis myself. The old Hemi engines, you know, they're big, boy. I'm telling you what, I like them. I like those big boy ones. But, of course, as we see today, the Hurricane with the output that it has and the torque it has from 0 to 60 in a matter of a lot of seconds. No, hardly any. They go fast. High revving engines today exclusively deserve a high revving type of engine oil when it's a gas and ICE engine, internal combustion engine. So remember one thing. When you're out there on the freeway, as I was driving through the state here just last week and doing the 85 miles an hour and some more above that. Why? Because sometimes you go up and down a hill. And when you do, your automobile that you're in kind of coasts faster and faster. And, of course, the people, like Sonny said here on the first hour from Florida, said that everybody's passing him when he's doing the speed limit anymore. Why? It's because, like, this Hurricane engine. Good name, by the way, Hurricane. It's going to blow right by you, huh? If you've got it in your Ram or your Dodge product, it'll just pass you right by with good fuel economy. But when you're thinking about that and you're trying to pass somebody, oh, yeah, that somebody in front of you is doing that 80 mile an hour and the speed limit could be, well, they're, you know, the speed limit's 80 and they're doing 75 and you just need a little more oomph to get past them, well, you kind of put the pedal to the metal, don't you? And it shifts down to one gear. Have you ever thought about the transmission oil at those high R's, those high R revs? Yeah, and that engine oil. Look at what that engine oil is going through. Yeah, get your oil changed. And don't forget to get the right weight. Where do you find the weight that your car takes? The easiest place is right on the oil fill cap. If you don't really know, some of the quick lubes, you know, they buy oil in bulk, and they just have bulk tanks down in the basement, and they just buy it in bulk, whatever's cheapest. And so be careful. make sure that you open the hood, pop the hood, open the bonnet, folks, for you folks listening over and across the pond there. Just look on the oil fill cap. It'll tell you 525, oh, 020 even. Make sure you have the right weight in. A little bit of street history for you. Why not? Who named the streets in the city, by the way? All of us travel in the cities, don't we, to get to and from? Maybe not. Maybe you do. Well, who named the streets in the city? When it comes to new and modern urban development, developers are typically responsible for naming streets in the new neighborhoods that they build. Developers often choose street names based on certain desired traits they want people to associate with the neighborhood. There it is. Streets. They're everywhere. Why are some streets called avenues? A street is basically a paved traffic link within an urban area, folks. An avenue was originally wider and often lined with trees or other great plants, flowers, etc. But the designation has eroded over time, of course, as now we don't have any flowers planted. For example, the real estate developers, they call them roads instead of avenues to make a more impression on their name on the street, and which causes, in my opinion, designation of taxes to go up. Avenues had the plants, the trees, looked beautiful, the lights, not anymore. There are roads. You live on what road? Oh, that causes your taxes to go up. Uh-huh. Streets. What street do you live on? You proud of it? Does it matter to you? I want to hear from you right here at Auto World. Email me at any time. We're live right now from Boise, Idaho. The email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Facebook message me. My address is my name, Mark Evans. Sitting behind the silver microphone. Right there at the picture. Not hiding. You can go to GCNLive.com also and take a look and look for Auto World. You see me sitting there. And by the way, you can listen to Auto World. Go back in time and listen to Auto. Just Google Auto World Podcast. I'm on LinkedIn, so go ahead and check me out there. My name, Mark Evans. A lot of you are doing that, of course. And we also have an Instagram account, which is Auto World Media. Don't forget, AutoWorldMedia.com. Boy, there's a lot of social networking. Thanks for following me. We'll be right back after a short break with some more Mecum from Houston. The auction, car auction, some results are in. I'm Mark Evans. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@GCNLive.com. That's advertise@GCNLive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia's top negotiator, Vladimir Medinsky, is dismissing talk of a meeting between the presidents of Russia and Ukraine. Medinsky saying Russia and Ukraine remain far apart on peace talks, which will continue on Monday. At least 6 people are dead and 10 more injured after a shooting in Sacramento early Sunday morning. Sacramento Fire Chief Keith Wade says the scene was still active, like a war zone, when they arrived.
Where you're having to decide who is viable, who should we we work on who is unfortunately deceased on scene. And as everyone is well aware, unfortunately, people did lose their lives.
The shooting happening in a popular entertainment district of the city, and social media video shows young people fighting with each other before gunfire erupts. California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom wasting no time in blaming guns for the tragedy. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, a MyPillow for the rest of your body. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. That's MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use my promo code USA, or you can call 1-800-951-8175. That's 1-800-951-8175. 8175, MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Road 66.
Get a plan. Let's get in that behind that steering wheel, 10 and 2 it, and let's get out there and have some fun driving. I'm glad you're driving with me today here on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Hey, did you hear about the 83-year-old man that drove his Tesla cross country to fulfill his lifelong dream, folks? Yeah, he did. Yes, Wesley is an 83-year-old man that he drives a brand-new silver Tesla Model 3. He got his car in March and thinks he might have well be the oldest Model 3 owner there is, 83-year-old. He lives just about 5 miles from the Tesla factory in Fremont, California. He explained that he had been taking care of his wife, Marilyn, and Marilyn, who suffered from Alzheimer's disease for the last 10 years shortly after Marilyn died. Wesley took ownership of his Tesla Model 3, so with no reason to do anything else, but he decided to start working on a dream that he's been thinking about, driving across the country, and he did it. In his very first all-electric vehicle, the Tesla Model 3. He drove from Fremont, California, all the way to Florida, where he was born and raised in his Tesla 3. Before he left, he set up visits with friends, of course, and family that he hadn't seen in years and drove that Tesla Model 3 and showed it to him. He also said it was an easy and enjoyable ride, although he did have to learn about the technology in the car, but an awesome thing to be able to accomplish, he said. Never too old to do anything, he said, and he made it without any problems across Fremont, California, all the way to Florida in his Tesla Model 3. He's 83 years old, and congratulations, Wesley. I hand it to you. For some of you that are wondering where all the charge sticks are, well, he did it. 83-year-old. He did it. He got in, and he climbed. Well, I know Teslas they tell you pretty much where to back into the charge stick at, so don't be afraid. Go for it. That's what it's all about. Now, here on Auto World. We always like to give you information that you might take and use it. And that's what it's all about here on Auto World. So with that, we have been sharing with you the last first and second hour the top 15 most marked up vehicles of 2022. Yep, we do know that the used car prices have been skyrocketing, of course, but some of you have purchased new cars and some of you have purchased used cars, and we've been paying dearly for them. So, we're going to get to the top five now here on the third hour of Auto World. Coming in at number five of the top 15 most marked up vehicles of 2022. Number five is the Jeep Gladiator, 22.5%. Above MSRP, folks. That's $9,824. Number four, the Jeep Wrangler Unlimited, 22.9% above MSRP, $9,534. The number third spot is the Porsche, 23.3% above MSRP, $13,254. The number two slot, I was just thinking, I didn't ask Davey the drummer to come in today for the number one drum roll. Oh, well. Number two slot here on the top 15 most marked up vehicles of 2022. Number two goes to the Ford Maverick Hybrid model, 25% above MSRP. That is $5,601. And as you've been waiting for, the number one slot goes to, for the top 15 most marked up vehicles of 2022, is the Jeep Wrangler, 26.7% above MSRP, $8,925, folks. Well, good part about all that is, we've paid more, way above sticker price. But if you look at those 15 that I just gave you, well, the resale value is going to be up too, isn't it? That's right. So don't give your vehicle away. I suggest that you sit back, relax, and go out there and look to, if you're going to try to sell your vehicle, you know, when you trade it in, you're not going to get exactly what you want. They're in business to make money. But to find the value of your used vehicle, to buy, to get rid of it, to sell it yourself, and or at least get in the same garage door price. So you know when you talk to the dealer, go out there and try to find and buy your vehicle. So if you've got that Jeep Wrangler, go out and go to Craigslist.org, go to Facebook Marketplace, go on Cars.com, go to Autotrader.com. Put your car in that you own that you're trying to sell. Look to buy your car, like, kind, and quality, and then you know what they're selling for. Then you go trade it in. Then you can talk turkey with the turkey at the dealership, huh? That's right. Absolutely. You got to know where you're at before you go in. Coming up, of course, on the end of the program, we always have the Word with Mark. So stay tuned for that. But now, with streets. You ever thought about that street? Uh-huh. And what are the most popular street? What's the most popular street name? Yeah, really. Street names. Do you have a popular one that you like? Well, believe it or not, the most popular street names are the numbers. Yeah, 6th. Main Street is popular. 5th is very popular. The number one popular street name is 2nd Street. And that's based upon 10,866 of you voting for that. Over the last 3 years. 2nd Street. Now, why would that? I would actually. Well, okay, so you want to know where 1st Street came into? 1st Street came in at 9,898. 3rd Street is right behind 2nd. Something's wrong here. Wait a minute. That's right. 1st, 3rd, and 2nd. 2nd's number 1, 3rd is number 2, and 1st is number 3. Who's on 2nd base? I don't know. But for 2nd Street came in. That 10,866 is the number one most popular street name. I don't know. Have you ever found a street name named after you? Your first name or your last name? And how many of you did find it and decided to go out there and do some midnight taking the street sign down? I know that my father-in-law built a street sign for me. He had it built. with my last name. It's in the museum. Why not? I've got to have my own Evans Street right here in the Greasy Garage. Huh? It's time for some trivia. So, trivia. There's so much trivia out there in the automotive industry that, in fact, here's one right now. The first automobile race in the United States had a top speed of... This is for you, folks. The first automobile race in the United States had a top speed of 15 miles an hour, 20 miles an hour, or 25 miles an hour. Got some great detail gifts for you for the inside of your car and the outside of your car. Brought to you by Mothers, McGuire's, Solution Finish. I even will throw in a key tag to match your, that fancy little key tag that you want to put on your key fob. 855-660-4261. Or email me, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. For you folks that are on a delayed station and listening, you can always, don't get mad when you call the 855-660-4261 number. You don't get any answer, that means you're in a delayed station. You can always reach me and answer that trivia question through email at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you on your time. Whenever it's special and when you have a break and you're sitting back and listening to Auto World, I want to hear from you. Absolutely. Got some great detailed gifts for you. The first automobile race in the United States had a top speed of 15, 20, or 25 miles an hour. Oh, got some coming in. We'll come back from the short break. We're going to answer that with your great emails. Thanks. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm Mark Evans, and I think I will go grab... I have some more Reese's Cups left, so I'm going to go grab one. You too. We'll be right back after a short break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Sounds like the speaker wires are still connected. Oh, that's good. Glad you folks are tuning in. It's a treat. I'm very honored and proud to be behind the silver microphone each and every week for you. Thank you for tuning in on the third hour, of course. And again, some of you don't get the third hour. Our great Auto World affiliates only have so much time. And thank you. I ask, and you folks deliver, I ask each and every one of you to call your radio stations that you're listening to on and say, hey, we don't get the third hour, or we listen to it on Friday, or we listen to it on Saturday. Can we have it on Sunday too? And I'm just going to do my own shout out there. Why not, huh? Auto World, good to have you along. Now, I've got a trivia question out there, and we've got an answer to it. The first automobile race in the United States had a top speed of 15 miles an hour, 20 miles an hour, or 25 miles an hour. Rich gets us here. He says, I'm listening to you today on GCNLive.com. The station that I listen to in Chattanooga, Tennessee, takes your show all 3 hours Sunday morning. Well, thank you, Rich. I appreciate you tuning in on Sunday morning when the station. In fact, let's do a shout out to that station. Oh, yeah, I got to get the horn ready. There it is. Woo! Yeah, shout out to our great affiliate, WTNW 820 AM. WTNW 820 AM, Jasper, Chattanooga, Tennessee, and all of you folks around Jasper and Chattanooga, thank you. Tennessee, good to have you along. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate Chattanooga. Oh, I love it. Love that, your city. And Rich says it's 15 miles an hour. Rich, you're absolutely right. I got to keep remembering to get Davey the drummer in here to do the drum roll for us. You, Rich, you're absolutely right. The first automobile race in the United States had a top speed of 15 miles an hour. I've got some great gifts for you. Detailed gifts, Rich, there. Love to send them to Tennessee, Chattanooga, and you can share them with... I'll send you a little bit extra, okay? Wash drops and some Meguiar's Endurance for your tires. I've got some Mother's Polish. In fact, I'm going to give you some Mother's Wax and some Meguiar's Wax, and you can compare the two. Meguiar's on one side of the hood, Meguiar's on the other. Meguiar's and Mother's, all on the hood. You can tell me which one you like the best. Rich, thank you. Send me an address, if you would, from Chattanooga, Tennessee, and that I can send you the gifts. I do appreciate it, and that is the answer. All 3 hours Sunday morning, and he's tuning in to GCN Live to listen live, and I do appreciate it. That's how you do it, folks. I absolutely. Hey, I want to do a little shout-out here real quick. Thank you, Vicki from Boise, Idaho, for your great email and your compliments to me about the show. And I do appreciate that, Vicki. I really do. You're in Boise, Idaho, listening on KBOI AM 670 News Talk. KBOI AM 670. There's a big shout-out horn for you, Vicki. I appreciate it, your awesome email and shouting out to me and giving me a pat on the back there, Vicki. Thank you. And at any one point in time also, Vicki, I definitely love helping everybody with their cars and trucks, and that's what it's all about for 45 years. And sometimes I don't. The motor mouth here gets going, and I have a full file cabinet full of information in my head, and that's what Auto World's all about, to help each and every one of us not only have fun, but to help folks. And so, with that said, let's go to the email bag. Eddie, the engine emailer, woo! He's still in the studio. Hand me the email bag, thank you, to the left of me. Thank you, Eddie. I appreciate it. I'll dig in here and get us another email. We got a little time left? Yes, we do. Okay, here's an email. Email address, folks. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. You can email me at any one point in time. Please do. Please do. We're live right now, and I can read this one on the air. If you do not want me to read it live on the air, just say no, but help, please, anyway. And this is not a 911, which it should be. 911 is when you need help now. Okay, let's get on to this email. Hi, Mark. You can read my email on air if you think it will help someone. Yes, of your listeners. So we're going to help a lot of listeners. With this one, I'm tuning in from Corpus Christi, Texas. Love the show. Well, thank you. And with that, let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate there in Corpus Christi. Is shout-out to KEYS AM 1440 and also now 98.7 FM. Got on both sides. Thank you, KEYS AM 1440. Ah, there it is. All 3 hours also. I am saluting you right now, all of you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let's see here. Yeah, it's a female. She says, I'm driving a 2008 Ford Focus, or I was driving a Ford Focus until my transmission went out. Driving down the road, it just kicks out of gear, Mark. I let off the throttle, gas pedal, and it kicks back into gear, and I'm now rolling again. Check the transmission fluid, and she is full. No smell either. Does this sound like a transmission overhaul or something else? Question mark. Thanks for your help. Angie, listening to you on KNNR 1400 here in Reno, Nevada. Well, let's do a shout out. Woo! Carson City, Sparks, Sun Valley, Reno, Nevada. KNNR AM 1400. Shout out. Now, I want to back up because I didn't read the top of this. The cousin is listening to us on down in Corpus Christi all 3 hours. She says, and she's in Reno. So hey, thank you, Angie. My gosh, you're talking to your friends and your cousin. I do appreciate that. I got to get the email, read the email correctly. But I've got two shout outs to two radio stations in the same. And I need to know the cousin's name that's listening to us on down there in Corpus Christi, Angie. Now your Ford Focus transmission, yes. If it's kicking out of gear, there's electronic solenoids there, Angie, that could be, yes, kicking it out of gear, causing it to go in neutral. When you let off, it kicks back into gear. So the pressure of the transmission fluid going through the gates in the valve body causing it to do this. So if the electronic shift solenoid is worn out and it's not holding its own, meaning we want the gate closed. And by operating the throttle pedal, that's electronically controlled. And so your transmission does also have fault codes. So, Angie, what I'd like you to do down there in Reno is go to your transmission shop. Now, because some of the automotive repair shops do not have the big boy scanner to get transmission codes. So I do know the transmission shops do have, because they're a transmission shop. They are, basically, that's what they do, is work on all transmissions. So look for a transmission shop, maybe AMCO, AAMCO, I think is what, you can go in there and they'll scan it. And when they scan that through your OBD2 connector down there on your left knee area, and there at the dash on your 2008 Ford Focus, what they'll find is you might have a transmission solenoid out, and that's all it could be. So it's not really a overhaul. And once they scan it, there's no fault codes, then they might tell you, be ready for it, that you might need a transmission and or a transmission overhaul. And a 2008 Ford Focus, it costs more to overhaul that transmission than what that Ford Focus is worth. So you're kind of like, uh-oh, it's time to get another car. So do that, Angie, and we'll be looking for a follow-up, okay, from Reno, Nevada, listening to us on KNNR 1400. Appreciate it. And that AM 1400, good to have you guys along. Absolutely. Thank you, Angie. Send me an address back so I can send you some great gifts, too. Detail your car inside and out. Get that Ford Focus looking good after they fix it. Appreciate it. Well, it's almost time. So we get... Oh, it is time.
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, the word this week is new. N-E-W. Do you accept the new in your life? Do you want new, folks? Everywhere you look, new is being pushed your way. New cars, new houses, new furniture. Even new foods, different types of cookies. We want to welcome in the new into your life. Maybe your actions, new actions. Maybe new words. Be new all about it. Be fresh, be new. Thanks for joining me, everyone. Look forward to seeing you next week. Drive safe, motor on.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Sabbath bell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.